Were you really sad or really mad?
I was mad at first and sad later.
My body is ready.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Three Hit Combo Podcast, the world's most tired podcast. My name is Matt, and I'm here with Andy. What's up?
We're both tired.
We are. Andy's tired because he actually did something. I'm tired because I think I'm getting sick, but, you know.
Yeah, I saw your Facebook. Maybe you ate, like, bad turnovers.
Yeah, God.
Let's not talk about them Skurs,
let's
bro?
Let's not talk about football.
How about them Skurs, bro?
You know, fucking, I don't know. I can't even be mad, can I? Yeah, I can't be mad, but... You can't expect to win a game when you turn the ball over five times.
Five times.
Dude, the fucking...
Someone said three, and I'm like, that's quite a bit.
Yeah, and then it was five by the time it was all said and done. Fucking Armstrong, man, just does not hold on to the fucking ball.
Was it really... How many of them were Armstrong?
I think three were on Armstrong.
Oh, God.
I know he had a... I'm pretty sure he had two fumbles. I know for a fact he had one.
Oh, God.
And then he threw an interception. And then Westerkamp muffed a punt.
Oh, no.
That's just fucking goddamn it. Just hold on to the goddamn ball.
I didn't know it was in Memorial. I thought it was an away game. I was like, oh, we got spanked in
nope.
Home field.
No, it was a home game.
Loki was there. He said it was a nightmare to watch.
You know, the game was actually close through the beginning of the fourth quarter, and then the wheels kind of came off, and that's the final score you see now. But we were within, like, 6 points. Going into the fourth quarter, at least by the end of the third quarter, which was nice, knowing that even with five turnovers, we were able to keep the game close.
Yeah.
Like, we actually had a hope, but then, yeah, they just started falling apart.
Brad, you know what? They need some of that magic juice from Space Jam.
They need someone that can throw accurately. That's what they need.
Is Martinez still out?
They think he's done for the season.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, he's got a shoulder, a hip, a foot.
Oh, he's just beat the fuck.
And an abdomen injury.
He's beat the hell.
Yeah. Yeah, he's likely done.
That sucks. Well, it looks like Armstrong's getting...
But Armstrong has a problem with he fucking throws these wobbly-ass balls like...
No. Oh, yeah, Armstrong's not a good thrower.
Yeah, not yet, at least. Which is why I'm surprised they didn't put Kellogg in for part of it.
Is Armstrong a freshman?
He's a redshirt freshman.
Cool.
So technically he's been here for 2 years, but this is his first year he's been eligible to play.
Cool. So will we have him for like 3 more years then?
Yeah, we should, but there's like 2 recruits we're bringing in that are supposed to be pretty
good. Yeah, I saw a little blip about
it. Yeah, they're supposed to, I don't know, they're all supposed to kind of push for the starting job, so we'll see what happens.
That'd be cool.
But yeah, like a crucial throw on like third down to a wide open, what's his name? Cotton. It's not Ben Cotton, is it? Is he the one that graduated? Doesn't matter who the fuck it was. Wide open receiver throws it above his head.
Oh.
Fuck, man. Like, we really needed that pass.
I think the Huskers losing like brought people to Panera. They needed like...
they needed
like their dignity back in a form of a bagel, and we just got fucked last night, dude. It was one of those nights where it just doesn't stop. There's always like 2 people in line.
Yeah.
God damn it.
That's worse than it getting busy than quieting down.
Yeah. Just constant like that many people in line. Just it's God.
Yeah, that sucks. What else can we talk about? Opening segment.
Oh gosh!
Wheels turning.
Oh, I saw Thor.
That was.
I enjoyed it. Pretty good. The ending Marvel things were really like,
I don't know what that means.
Oh, you know how like at the end of every Marvel movie they have like a little scene
at
the end.
Yeah, I was saying your reaction. I don't know what that means.
Oh, sorry. They weren't anything cool.
Oh, okay.
They had one was to set up Guardians of the Galaxy, and then the other one was like a little comedy moment that. Wasn't very funny. And then Dude, there's one scene in there. Just it is so gratuitous. Just Chris Hemsworth without a shirt, and it is just so gratuitous.
There was an article where he was like, he was questioning the script. He was like, "Why am I taking my shirt off in every scene?" He's like, "It doesn't make any fucking sense."
The babes love you, Hemsworth.
It's fan service.
But just every time I'd look over at Camille, and Camille's like, "Oh, Chris Hemsworth is shirtless.
Maybe you should marry him instead." And then you pour your popcorn on her and leave.
We went to our Xarban Theater, so I got one of those alcoholic slushies, and I was pretty good throughout the movie.
Nice.
But the special effects, there were some good special effects in that movie.
But, nice.
Andy's quick review on Thor, I liked it. I liked it. It was good. Thumbs I'm more excited up. For Captain America.
Mm-hmm.
I like Captain America more than
That'd
Thor.
Be sweet. This week, I hope this doesn't bring everything down because I actually have something to bitch about. This week was actually my grandpa's funeral.
Oh, I didn't know that.
And some lady brought a dog. Mm-hmm. Why would you bring a dog to a funeral?
Yeah.
It was running around. And she was all like, oh, I'm sorry. Oh, my dog. I'm like, fuck your dog, you know?
Wait a minute. Was it just a random lady or like
someone
attending?
No, it was someone who knew, but, you know, it wasn't someone very close to the family, but someone who knew him.
And they brought a dog?
They brought a dog, a little yappy dog that was running around.
Dude, fucking yappy
Yeah,
dogs.
And we're like, what the fuck, you know? Why is your dog running around? It's like, fuck.
Dude, Marissa is now fostering a fucking dog, too, along with her dog, and it's a little goddamn yappy dog.
Is it?
And I just want to be like, stop.
Yeah, and like we're at the cemetery, and it's just like it's fucking running around like between people's feet and stuff like that. And
dude, that's rude.
It is. It's insanely rude. And she thought this was like the funniest thing ever.
Really?
Yeah. She was like, "Oh, I'm sorry. Oh, cute little dog." She picks up her dog, and we're all just looking at her like, "What the fuck,
dude?"
We weren't even at the cemetery very long. We were at the cemetery like 15 minutes, 20 minutes.
That's really rude of her.
Yeah. It's
you should have hit the dog.
It was like during someone was talking and I was trying to listen and it came up and started smelling my leg. I was so tempted to fucking But it's not the dog's fault, you know.
Yeah.
The dog's just being a dog.
Yeah, it was that lady's fault basically. Yeah. She should have known better.
Mm-hmm.
She should know better.
It's like just leaving the fucking car. It's not like it's going to overheat. It was chilly. Yeah. It was like 40 degrees out.
Leave a cracked window so it can get some fresh air.
Yeah. Mm. Fuck, even then, it was like...
It might poop on the seats.
I mean, she was like... We were like in and out, so it was like... She could have just fucking left. You know what she could have done? Left it at fucking home.
No, you can't do that. You can't.
She seems like the kind of person that takes a dog everywhere. I hate those people.
Yeah.
They're always taking their dog everywhere.
When I was at Western Springs, a lady came in with a dog purse.
I had the same thing happen to me at Oakview one time.
I was like, God damn it.
Yeah, Al asked her to leave.
Yeah, dude, no animals left.
Well, yeah, like, unless it's a service animal, you can't have an animal inside a food place, you know?
No.
Which reminds me, I ordered a pizza from Big Fred's a couple weeks ago.
All right.
I swear I heard a fucking cat in the back. I swear I heard meowing in the back. Could have sworn someone mentioned something about a cat.
They're in the background just trying to fuck with people on the phone, like, meow, meow. Because this guy think we got cats at the pizza place. Fuck me.
Swear to God, dude.
Huh. I had a lady tell me last night that she is never coming to my Panera again, and she's contacting corporate because we left chicken off her salad.
Oh, God.
Yep.
Did she maybe, you know, come up and say, "Hey, you forgot chicken on my salad"?
No, this was a
could I
like
get some
a
chicken,
to-go
please?
Order.
To-go order.
I understand the anger, but she was very angry.
I remember one time these two fucking bitches came in, and they must be stupid as fuck, because you know when you order a full sandwich and you put the pickle between the liners?
Yeah.
They must just open the sandwich and throw away the liner, because they're like, "Last time we came in, we got two full sandwiches, and we got no pickles. Could you make sure you put in pickles for us?"
I fucking hate when people say that. Can you make sure?
Yeah, I'm like, oh, can I make sure I do my job the same way I do it all the fucking time? Yeah, sure, I'll make sure. So, I make the sandwiches, put the pickles in there, and then just because I wrapped up an extra pickle.
Smart move.
I was like, you know, here, have an extra pickle. You know, it's just a fucking pickle. They call back and they complain that I only gave them one pickle.
Oh my God! They had to have thrown it away.
They had to have thrown the liners away, and they were bitching and bitching and bitching about it to Al on the phone. And eventually, Al was like, "Look, I don't think my employee did anything maliciously to not give you any pickles."
Hey, brother, I'm gonna need you to stop attacking my blues.
It was so fucking stupid. It's like, you dumb. I even told them. I was like, it's in with the sandwich. And one of them goes, oh, so it's gonna get all goopy? No, it's between the liners. Stupid fucking bitch.
Dude, working in the food service industry, or just any kind of customer service industry, dude, makes you realize how fucking stupid.
I just don't know why people default to outrage. You know,
that is very true.
If something's wrong, they're outraged. It's like, really?
And, dude, I would much more gladly help you if you were nice about it. Like, I would I'd go out of my way to help you if you were incredibly nice about it. But if you're going to be a bitch about it, I'm going to do the bare minimum.
Yeah.
Like, oh, let me fix that.
I always thought it was funny when people would come up and their soup wasn't hot enough and they would ask for another bowl. I think you want another bowl of soup from the same place you got the first one and expect it to be hotter.
Yeah.
No, and then I'd mention, well, there's a microwave over there. And I'd be like, I could go home and microwave soup.
Yep.
It's like, well, this isn't the fucking soup you get at home. Like, what, are you going to put it in the microwave and it's magically going to turn into Campbell's soup? No, it's still Panera soup. You just warmed it up. The fuck is wrong with you?
Spoiler alert, we have microwaves behind the line now. And whenever people are like, my soup's cold, I just fucking pop it in that bitch.
Yeah, I don't understand why people are so adverse to a microwave. They want it hotter, and that's literally what a microwave does, is make something hotter.
It doesn't, in soup, it doesn't ruin the fucking flavor.
No.
It just heats the thing.
Especially when you put it in there for like 30 seconds.
Yeah, 30 seconds is...
That's all it needs.
Fucking ruin.
We're not going to turn the soup up to like scalding temperatures just for one bowl for you.
My taste buds died 18 years ago, but it's just not hot enough.
Because then we're going to have a whole bunch of people complaining like, dude, your soup burned the fuck out of my tongue.
Yeah. Dude, it's 186 as it is already, dude. And people are like, it's cold. I'm like, are you fucking kidding me?
I liked one time when Jake tried to, he was like, well, the chicken noodle's hotter than the rest of the soup because it's more water. I'm like, Jake, it's all heated up at the same temperature. That's like saying what's heavier, a pound of lead or a pound of feathers.
Fucking Jake.
Yeah.
I see him around UNO every once in a blue moon, and I just look at him, I'm like, turkey fish.
He got rid of his cosplay page.
Did he?
Yeah. I was looking through my unsorted bookmarks, and I was just like, oh my God, Jake's cosplay page. And it said this page no longer exists.
Ah, yeah. Drats. Fucking Jake.
Fucking Jake. Oh my God, I have got the stuffiest head.
Do you,
yeah, I got like one ear popped. I popped the other ear. I can't do it.
Live on ear. Air. Matt pops his ear.
Yeah. Live on this episode of 3A Combo Podcast, Matt, who woke up an hour and a half ago, tries to pop his ear.
And listen to Andy kind of ramble on and then drone off for a little bit.
All right, let's get into gaming news.
These guys don't stand a chance.
Grab your controller and brush up on your gaming lingo. You're going to need it. This is gaming news on 3-Hit Combo.
Sit down and shut up.
Now, sorry, I don't want to interject. This has nothing to do with gaming, but it's just the feeling I have, and I'm pretty sure most of our listeners are dudes, so this kind of subject will be cool, but you know what kind of poops are awesome? The ones where it just like your inside just like empties out. I got one of those coming, I think. Yeah, you're just like, when you get done, you're like, I am lighter, dude. Gaming news.
All right. Well, over 1 million PS4 units were sold on day one.
That's pretty nifty.
That is pretty impressive.
Now, how many of them work?
You know what? I saw an article, and I really wish I remember the website. It was a website I don't normally go to, but this article was literally about PS4 units overheating, and it was an article about one person's PS4 unit overheating.
Yep.
Now, I know there have been a small few that have overheated, but this article was literally one.
Yeah.
And I was just like, this is just irresponsible journalism.
PS4 came out Friday. Mm-hmm. They have sold a million copies.
It sold more than a million. That was day one.
Yeah, sorry. There's going to be a small, isolated amount of things. Like, nothing's perfect.
Well, yeah.
So, I mean...
There are occasionally... There's no widespread problems except for the wobble.
The wobble?
The wobble.
Do you have the wobble?
I don't have the wobble.
What's the wobble?
Apparently what it is a lot of PS4 units, or I guess some PS4 units, don't lay flat. They kind of wobble as if they were an uneven table.
That pissed me off. I don't really touch mine, though, so I guess not.
If I had it, I'd be like, really? But, you know, I would be like...
Just put a piece of paper under there.
Yeah, we're good. So I don't have the wobble.
Well,
there's
good.
A small subset that overheat, which I assume you could maybe just contact Sony.
And they probably replace it.
Get something replaced.
I on Reddit Gaming, it's like all those articles started popping up, and then just the slew of just like Xbox fanboys, like just 300 Spartan. It just
Microsoft. Post a photo on their Facebook page that said, "Congratulations on your launch, Sony." Do you feel like that's just... Everyone's like, oh, it's classy. I'm like...
Is that all it said?
Yeah.
It was just, "Congratulations on your launch"?
Uh-huh. And everyone's like, oh, well, that's classy. That's nice of Microsoft. For some reason, and this is not something I normally do, but for some reason, I just see this as like a... Just wait. Congratulations, Sony. Oh, you did so good.
Yeah.
I feel like it's a tongue-in-cheek thing. Maybe it's not. You know, maybe they really are just like, congratulations, Sony, but...
Maybe Microsoft's like trying to be like the zen, like, hey, man, let's all be cool.
Yeah.
I would like to believe that they're just being nice and business formal, but...
I would like to believe that, too.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know.
So I did get a PS4 on launch day. I did not go at midnight.
Launch day.
Oh my god, that South Park episode.
I'll watch it.
God, you need to watch it because now I got today. Things I gotta.
I'm sorry.
I did not go at midnight because fucking why?
Yeah, you have a pre-order. They're gonna have it.
Yeah, I pre-ordered mine at Walmart, unfortunately. So that was fun. I went there and no one knew what they were doing.
Oh yeah.
Hey, where are the PS4s at?
They're in this locked bin around the corner.
Around which corner? This corner? Corner? That corner? This one? Yeah, that one. No, the other one. I stood there for a long time just waiting for this guy to grab one goddamn PS4. And I had it completely paid off, too. So all he had to do was come over and hand me the PS4. That's all he had to do.
Random anecdote. I'm pretty sure if I were to buy a PS4 before the new year... Camilla might break off the engagement. She was very, very adamant about me buying a PS4.
Why?
About not buying one.
Why?
Because it's a lot of money.
Well, so what? It's your money.
I do know that. But I'm thinking if after I pay off the ring, which will be next month, and the Jocelyn, and if I have some extra money that I can do it, I might buy myself it as a Christmas present. It'd be like, this is... I'm also... Gonna trade in a bunch of games that, like, I'm keeping the ones that I really liked and I enjoyed playing because I've regretted selling games I've enjoyed in the past. Yeah. So I'm just selling all the ones, like, all the Call of Duties, the Resistances, the ones that I know I'm not gonna play again. Mm-hmm. So then I'll get, at least, it'll be a little cheaper for me.
Yeah. You're marrying Camilla, right?
Yeah.
Not Diane? Yeah, I went there. Yeah, I said it.
I hope
it.
She doesn't hear
I,
this.
Yeah, well, I just think a guy can do with his own money what he pleases.
Like, I'm okay with it. I don't mind it. Like, I still am enjoying Grand Theft Auto Online immensely. I'm really enjoying it.
You know what fucking sucks is, so Tyler didn't get a PS4. His dad got a PS4 because he lives with his dad and his brothers. And so, like, he can't play it at night because it's upstairs near their room, so he has to play PS3. So him and Stefan are playing Call of Duty on the PS3 in the evening.
Oh, yeah. Why the fuck would you buy a...
Oh, shit. I got a phone call.
Oh.
I didn't turn my phone on silent. I'm sorry.
Live on the air, everybody. No, Matt gets a phone call.
I don't know who it is, so we're not going to do live.
Pick it up.
Air.
Live on the air.
No.
Speakerphone.
In fact, I'm actually going to turn my phone on silent, which I usually always do.
Sir, your penis pump is here.
So, yeah, so him and Stefan are playing COD on the PS3 in the
evening.
How
the fuck would you do that?
And I'm just like, oh, okay, well, that's... I'll have fun playing by myself, I guess. Like, this sucks.
Bro.
I got Call of Duty so I could play with them, and now they're playing on the PS3. I'm just like, all right, I got a PS3 just so I could play Grand Theft Auto with them.
It's like, we played Grand Theft Auto a bit.
I know, but still, I got a PS3, and I traded my Watch Dogs for Call of Duty so I could play with them, and now I can't.
Yeah, that is.
I can't play with
bogus
them.
Bogus bull poopy.
Like, that sucks. If I would have known that that was the case earlier, I would have gotten the PS3 copy and then just paid the $10 to also get the PS4. But now, you know, I'm not going to pay $60 for the PS3 copy.
That sucks. I'm sorry.
Yeah, it does suck.
I'm really going to try and justify getting a PS4 around Christmas time. Like, really justify it. Because, God fucking damn, I want one. How, Matt, review time. How's the OS? Is it snappy?
It is snappy, but when I went through my preferences, it seemed to go pretty slow.
Do you think it might be because it's using the PlayStation Network and it was kind of during launch weekend?
No, because I don't think I was doing anything PlayStation Network-y.
Okay. And I bet they'll fix it probably, because on the PS3 they did cross-media bar speed updates. Mm-hmm. So, but overall, though, is it a lot snappier than PS3's?
You know what I like is it's horizontal-based. So, like, you like on the top bar is like your profile, friends, party chat, other shit. I'm trying to think. What's up?
Could you go grab your DualShock? I want to hold it.
Yeah, I can go grab my DualShock.
I want to hold it.
Okay, well.
Then I'll talk about the PS4.
Once again, like last week, you're going to have to stretch while I go grab the
PS4. I think even though the PS4 is overheating, it's probably I would really imagine an isolated incident. Just like there's some where the there's no video, or oh god, what's the other one? There's no video, freezing, and then it's not the wobble, it's something else. But I mean, it's an insanely advanced piece of technology. So just I don't know. I'm really laid back about stuff. Like, oh man. Nobody's perfect. You got to fix the console eventually. Like, everybody, nobody's perfect straight up. So, like, and I'm pretty confident the Xbox is going to have the exact same problems, too. And, oh, my God, Matt's got it. Oh.
Back.
Oh.
Got it.
Oh.
DualShock 4.
Oh.
Here we go.
Oh.
That's it in all its glory. DualShock 4.
This is a nice controller.
Doesn't it feel good?
It does.
It does feel good.
I definitely like that it's wider.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, have you checked out the share features yet?
No.
No. But, I didn't know this thing clicked.
Yeah, the block of touch clicks.
Huh. I love the triggers.
Yeah, the triggers.
Way
are nice.
Better than the PS3s.
Mm-hmm. I love the thumbsticks, how they have that, you know.
Yes, that is a lot nice, because like you said, the PS3s I always slipped off of. D-pad's nice as usual.
It's a lot more flush with the controller, the D-pad and the buttons.
But I love that PlayStation always has had, like, I guess the original, or the...
The best D-pad.
Yeah. But I really like the triggers. That's nice.
I like the, kind of the plastic they have on the back. I noticed that, yeah.
Yeah, it's like...
Kind of grippy.
Yeah. This is a nice controller. It's not too heavy either.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a real nice controller.
That's cool.
Yeah.
That's
the light on the back doesn't bother me. Some people hate the light.
Really? I've seen some animated GIFs of people playing with the PlayStation Eye, and that looks
neat.
That
does look cool. They can do cool things with the light.
Yeah, I think I would play on the PS3. I know I would have used my PlayStation Eye more and bought more games for it if I had more room. Mm-hmm. But in my room, it was really compact.
Yeah. Yeah, I really like it. The mic that it comes with,
yeah,
I haven't really gotten to use it.
It's like a mono one.
Man, it looks like crap.
Does it?
It looks cheap.
Does it?
We'll see how it works out, but it looks cheap.
I'm pretty sure there'll be some really good third-party ones.
Yeah.
Like, you know, someone's gonna make like the Xbox Live style headset for the PS3, so, or PS4. God,
I wonder
damn
if I could plug in my Xbox headset.
It should
be standard, right?
It's a 2.5 or 3.5. I know the Xbox Live headset is a 2.5 inch jack. I don't know what that is. Wait, don't you have a headset like up here or something?
I
thought you did.
Do maybe.
Here, we'll find out right now.
That there should be
this is a 3.5.
Yeah.
So see if this fits.
Just looking at this, I'm thinking this is a 2.5.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
2.5?
Oh, no, it's a 3.5.
Oh, shit.
I do have a converter, though.
Well,
I have an adapter.
Dude, see if these work.
I could see if those work, but that doesn't
fit. Yeah, well, I mean, if you
I mean, specifically, that one does not fit on my head.
Oh, okay.
All right, that's nifty.
But yeah, I could find something that fits into that easily.
That is... Can I hold it once more?
Yeah.
That is a very nice controller.
The only,
it feels very sturdy, too.
The only complaint I have is, you know the options button?
Yeah.
That's kind of like the new start button.
Yeah.
When I was playing Call of Duty, I was like, you know, click options to continue. Yeah.
I thought that's what this was supposed to be, was the new select.
That's what I thought, too. Maybe
start.
It's just for COD. I don't know. But I was always accidentally clicking the block of touch.
I really think it's neat that there's a speaker right here. Mm-hmm. That's pretty cool. I guess in one of the PlayStation Eye games, you can suck up robots, mm-hmm. and if you shake the controller, you can hear, like, it sounds like the controller's full of
them. They also said the controller would, it can offset the weight on the controller, so it can feel like they're rumbling around in there.
Oh, yeah. That is fancy. Uh-huh. I really like these joysticks. This is a very nice controller. I like that.
It is a nice controller.
I like that a lot.
It is a good upgrade.
I've always enjoyed the DualShock design, but... And I'll agree with what you said. They always felt small.
I still find myself doing this.
Oh, because you're so used to it.
Yeah, I'm holding it like an Xbox controller.
Yeah.
Yeah, I still find myself when I first pick it up holding it like that, like an Xbox. I'm like, oh, fuck, wait. That thumb sticks
over
here.
I use both so much that I'm, like, I guess I'm just tuned to it. But, like, mm-hmm. the Xbox, I really like the, I think... Out of the last generation, the 360's controller was the best. That was a good
controller.
Besides the D-pad shenanigans, it was like the button layout.
On the left thumbstick on this, it's hard to run in Call of Duty. At least I think so, because you have to like click in and push forward, and it just feels small.
Yeah. Huh.
Just because, you know, the Xbox has took up, you know, this whole D-pad area, basically, and I don't know. Could just be a me thing.
How are the graphics?
Really, really good.
I bet they are.
You know what? After this, if you got time, I'll show you.
Yeah,
I'll show you a little bit of COD or something like that.
Do you got Battlefield?
I do have Battlefield.
I want to see Battlefield. Yeah.
Okay, I'll show you Battlefield.
Like I know COD's engine is just a next gen upgrade of the old one, but like Battlefield's is a next gen engine.
Yeah, I can show you Battlefield.
Sweet.
It looks really nice.
How's the frame rate?
Good.
Good?
I mean, everything looks normal. I know a lot of people said it had a problem with dropping frame rate. But
once
I haven't
again,
seen any problem with it.
Updates. Mm-hmm. In the age of updates.
Let me think. What else about it? I don't know where my pending downloads are. When I want to see downloads, what's downloading?
I wonder if it's in the if you're on the main screen and you hit options.
I tried that, man. I cannot find my pending downloads.
How loud is it?
It's very quiet.
Is it?
Nice. Yeah, it's quiet.
Dude, I saw. Did you watch the breakdown video where the dude took it apart?
Yeah.
I like how they incorporated the power source into the fan. I thought that was really smart.
You know what I love?
They use the same cord, same power cord.
I just love finally having a console again that doesn't have a power brick.
Yep.
Isn't that nice?
It's
just
you
a cord,
you
man.
You just plug that bitch in.
Mm-hmm.
Not have to carry around like a 4-pound brick.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's real nice. And it came with an HDMI cable, which I didn't need, but that's nice. It comes with an HDMI cable.
Those and auxiliary cables you can never have enough of. Yeah. I've been finding out recently.
I've got a fuck ton of HDMI cables. And
dude,
yeah.
Nice. I bought like a 10-pack of auxiliary cables.
Yeah, well, one time on like Midnight Box, they were selling like 6-foot HDMI cables at like $1.50 a piece.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. They're like Rocket Fish or something like that.
Oh, those are fine.
Yeah, so I bought like 5 or 6.
Nice.
So yeah, I got a couple extras.
Yeah. Those you can never have enough. How long does it take, let's say, how long does it take to get from starting to a game?
Oh, God. Not very long. I don't even want to hazard a guess, all right,
that's
but
fine.
It's quick.
Also, how was that 49 gig install for Call of Duty?
quick.
Yeah, I heard the installs are actually pretty darn quick.
It was not nearly as long as I thought it would be.
Yeah, that's cool. And I love the ability that you can play the game while it's still installing. Mm-hmm. That is just hella cool. And when you download games, I love that you can start playing the games while they're downloading.
Yeah.
That is so nifty.
I love that I got $10 at the PlayStation Store.
That's so cool.
So,
what are you going to buy?
I don't know. I'm just going to hold on to it.
Yeah, there's got to be some good games coming out. I think Flower or Journey got released.
You know what I would fucking love? Mm. Fucking Final Fantasy IX. If they released Final Fantasy IX, I would buy that in a heartbeat. Because I would stream the shit out of that.
Dude, wait for the Gaikai. Wait for the Gaikai. I think that's going to be insane. Mm-hmm. The library that it's going to have, I think, is going to be insane.
Oh, my God.
Because think of it. All Sony has to do is just have it on the Gaikai servers. Mm-hmm. That's all they have to do.
Yeah. You know what I liked is it came, the console, the box and everything came with very little trash.
Nice. And I saw just from pictures that it was a pretty tiny box too, mm-hmm. like a slim box.
Yeah.
How heavy is it, do you think?
I don't know. It's not, I mean.
It's not heavy. Is it PS3 heavy?
It's about the same as probably my slim PS3.
All right.
Yeah.
Dude, the original, the fatties, dude, you kill someone.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, it's just not anything you would expect from a console or not anything you wouldn't expect.
All right,
it's
cool.
Just got normal weight.
How does it feel? Does it feel like a solid product? Like when you hold it, does it feel like chintzy or anything? It feels
it doesn't feel chintzy. It feels good. Some of the problems I have is just where I click on the front to like turn it on or like I'm like, what the fucking button? Because it's like a touch and everything just looks the same. It looks like you're just touching the front of the console. So I was like, where the fuck?
Does it have cool sounds when it starts?
No, but it has a cool light.
Does it? Yeah, the light looks. Yeah. Some of the pictures I've seen, I'm like, that light looks pretty.
Yeah, I had it in standby for longer than I should have. I guess not longer than I should have.
What
but
do you
I was
mean by standby?
Like you can put it in standby mode.
All right.
I had it in standby to charge my controller, and it had a little. It was like a little orange light. Oh. I accidentally left it in standby for like an entire day, but
you're not supposed to.
I don't think you're not supposed to, but I didn't need to.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I thought standby mode was okay for the console.
Yeah, I'm sure it is. It's just I just needed to charge the controller. That's
Dude,
all I need to do.
And I love, and I know Xbox had this, but PS3 just fucking dropped the ball. Standby, background, downloading. God fucking yes.
I do like how party chat, there seems to be options. There's like two options. It's like you can pick whether you'd rather hear. The first option is easily selectable party chatter or game chat.
Right.
So you can switch back and forth
between
them.
Nice.
And the other one is what you prefer to hear, the game or the party, which is louder.
Oh, that's a nice little feature.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. I just wish I could fucking use party chat.
I'm sorry. I really want a PlayStation. I really do. I'm biding my time.
But I mean, it's a nice console. I just wish I had a little bit more time playing with it. Yeah. Like I said, I haven't really felt the best lately, so I didn't really feel like playing.
Understand.
A lot of single player.
Understand.
I was kind
of
like getting motion sickness just because I didn't feel good. So yeah.
All right. Well, cool.
Let's see. Let's move on from the PS4. It looks like Dead Rising 3 is the next Mega Man game.
What?
You can get a Mega Man suit in Dead Rising 3. There's a picture of it. Mega Man. It looks like Mega Man X. Mega Man X armor for your character.
Nice.
And it fires just like Mega Man.
They had the Mega Man one in the first Dead Rising.
Oh, did they?
Yeah. Oh, okay. I get. Yeah. They. You could get a Mega Man blaster and everything, but
I played very little Dead Rising.
You had to like kill like 250,000 zombies or something. It was one of those.
Oh,
kill,
sweet Jesus.
Yeah, killing an insane amount of zombies thing. George got it.
Oh, nice. Well,
yeah, George.
If anyone was gonna get it,
George.
All right. Well, believe it or not, that will do it for gaming news.
It was mostly PlayStation this week.
It was mostly PlayStation.
Next week.
I mean, of course, it just launched.
Yeah, so. Next week could be all Xbox.
I wonder if I can... Leaper's going to get it on launch, the Xbox One, I think.
The X-Bone?
Yeah, the X-Bone. I wonder if we can get him to come by and bring a controller.
Oh, that'd be nice. Just Oh, dude, try it. Have him bring the whole goddamn thing.
The whole console.
We'll just feel it. Oh, this feels nice. Yeah.
Oh, right. How does it do with the drop test?
Hey, does this have that disc read error? What are you...
Yeah. Yeah, you know when you put it in a disc and starts reading it? Like, if I were just to, like, throw it off the table. I remember one time I fucked up one of my favorite games. It was Battlefield 2.
Oh, no.
I believe it was Battlefield 2, right? On the original Xbox?
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah.
It was, like, Modern Combat or something. Battlefield 2.
Yeah, Modern Combat. Yeah, because I was, this is before I had my own computer, but no one was home. I had the house to myself. I was like, fuck yeah, you know? Like, and so I was sitting on the computer, and then I brought my, you know, my CRT out on another chair and had my Xbox. So I was like on the computer talking to my friends, but at the same time playing Battlefield, which was brand new to me at the time, you know? Now I just have to swivel my chair and I can turn to my laptop and turn around back to my TV, you know? But then I decided, you know what would be really good? I brought the recliner out here. So I'm dragging the recliner out into the living room and I knock over my fucking Xbox.
Oh no.
And I hear just like a
oh no.
Disc wouldn't play anymore.
Oh no.
Big scratch around the
disc.
Were
you really sad or really mad?
I was mad at first and sad later.
Oh, that sucks.
I was pissed.
I got one tiny scratch on my San Andreas disc, and it must have been right where the streaming to load areas was,
because
when I would switch areas, the game would just go to shit.
As far as that's the only game I've ever like damaged.
I try to take really good care of mine.
Yeah, and that's why I never get like the warranties and stuff like that. It's like I've literally damaged one game, and I've only lost one game, which was fucking Grand Theft Auto 4. I don't know where the fuck that is.
I really regret lending this kid right before our senior year of graduation. Didn't even think about it. Lent him the first three Resident Evils. And I had, like, the originals.
Oh, really?
And he fucking has them now. God damn it.
I know there's a kid I went to elementary school with that has my first Spyro game. Spyro the Dragon.
Bitch.
I know.
Let's find him and beat him up for it.
I still know where his house is.
Let's go.
I think, you know, if he hasn't moved. It's been years. Shit, did I say that was it for gaming news?
Yeah.
Did we even hit the technology news?
I don't think so.
Okay. Fucking amateur hour.
Good news, everyone. We're online.
Plug in, power up, and listen in. Whoa. This is technology news.
Well, Andy, it turns out almost everyone is angling their solar panels the wrong way. Now, conventional wisdom says in the northern hemisphere is to face the solar panels south so they get the most light all day.
Makes sense.
Architects and panel installers implement this approach all the time, especially on homes, but a new study indicates that panels facing west may actually get more juice from the sun. And
why?
At more convenient times. Researchers at the Pecan Street Research Institute did a study of homes with solar panels in Austin, Texas, and found that when homeowners face the solar panels west, they were able to generate 2% more electricity in a day. They also generated more electricity in the afternoon when power grids experienced peak demand.
Huh.
Though a 2% increase in electricity generation isn't enormous, it would certainly add up over the life of the solar panel. And the rise in afternoon performance, reducing the grid dependence during peak hours by 65% as opposed to 54% for south-facing panels.
I think it'd always be really cool to get solar panels on your house. The only thing I would worry about, especially in Nebraska, hail.
I would worry about hail, too. But they're supposed to be strong.
I've heard that they're durable.
I've seen hail wreck a lot of shit. So,
Get wrecked.
In fact, we can go look at my car right now.
Get wrecked, bruh.
Yeah.
Remember Josh's car?
Oh, my God. It broke the back windshield
and
everything.
Yeah, that fucked his car up.
He had such a nice car, too.
I don't know what he drives anymore. He doesn't drive a shitty jalopy anymore. I know that. But I don't know what he drives.
That sucks. Just fucking going from
that
to
300. It was like a 1987 Cadillac or something. It was a piece of shit.
He had such a nice car. Yeah. A hail fucking
He let me drive it once.
Did he?
Yeah.
I just liked how his car had an analog clock and a digital clock.
Fancy.
It's like, what the fuck?
So classy, you need to tell it in two ways. Read it in two ways. There we go.
But yeah, I'd love to get solar panels. At the very least, I'd like to get a solar panel. Something small that could like maybe charge my phone or something.
That'd
like
be
that.
Neat.
Because the sun comes right through my fucking window. So cool. I could put a solar panel up there and get quite a bit of sun.
Yeah, that'd be neat.
By the year 2023, U.S. Army robots will outnumber human soldiers 10 to 1.
Skynet.
Those are the words of Scott Hartley, a co-founder of 5D Robotics, who demonstrated his company's machines along with Northrop Grumman. Wow, that's... How do you even pronounce that? Kintiq?
Kintiq.
HDT Robotics and other robotic corporations catering to the U.S. military. Hartley also added that robots can save lives, and indeed they can, helping soldiers survive a hostile environment by making their lives easier. But obviously, they're also making them to kill.
Larry, send Robot Brad in.
Robot Brad. Speaking of which, I don't know why, but I was named my horse in Red Dead Redemption Bradley. Yeah, his name was Bradley.
I never named my horse. I just called him
All my horses are Bradley. They're Bradley 1, Bradley 2.
Dude, I hated in Red Dead when you would accidentally kill a really good horse. Mm-hmm. I did that twice. Once I watched him walk off a cliff. I was just like, no, God.
Yeah, I only named my horses at first when I realized they would die constantly. But I watched this fucking video. This guy was streaming Red Dead Redemption, and he's got a guy hogtied up on like the back of his horse.
I think I've seen an animated GIF.
Yeah, and he puts him down on the tracks, and the train's coming to get him, and the horse just walks in front of the train and just gets obliterated. There's just blood everywhere. It's fucking hilarious.
I'm sorry, I got a text that distracted me.
No, I see. Apologize. Was it a text saying you can get a PS4?
No, it was my mom asking about dinner.
Oh, okay. What are you having?
Apparently Panda House.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Can I come over?
They want me to pick it up.
Panda House is amazing.
Yeah.
Panda House has the only egg rolls I like.
Dude, Panda House's egg rolls are fantastic.
They are. Everywhere else I've gone, the egg rolls have been bland at best.
Yeah, dude. They have, it's like, it's probably because they're homemade.
Yeah, probably. But like China Buffet, bland. Bland as fuck egg rolls. You know what place sucks? It's like 114th and Dodge. It's
Chinese Buffet?
It's a Chinese buffet. All right. But it's not.
Is it the one that's by standalone or is it? Oh, okay, yeah, that place does suck.
That place fucking blows. Yeah. Tyler and I went there before we went to the zoo. It was horrible. Yeah. Nothing was good.
Yeah, that place does.
Nothing.
Suck.
It was goddamn awful.
If you go on the other side of 114th and Dodge, there's the China Buffet, and that's good.
Yeah. Also, Szechuan Express is down there, I think, which is decent.
Yeah, that's good.
Their egg rolls are weird though. They're flaky, really flaky.
Ooh, I like flaky.
Yeah. I like flaky. I like your little flaky. All right, so we are going to move on to a segment we haven't done in well over a year. Long fucking time. A conversation with 3A Combo Podcast. And I forget what the drop even sounds like. But we're going to talk about LAN party stories. Something I was reminiscing about a couple days ago that I fucking miss LAN parties so much.
The day and age of online networks.
Well,
kind of removed that.
Well, yeah, I got a response, but we'll talk about it. I'm over here going, all right, let's go.
Huddle in closer as we share our story. This is a conversation with three.
That's like me, like 2 years younger.
You can spend the whole day just agreeing with each other.
Yeah, because we actually did LAN parties in the day of online networking. We were just younger and able to do it.
Yeah. I had some pretty intense ones.
Because I just missed the days. Like, it was my sophomore and junior year of high school. It seemed like every fucking weekend we were taking our Xboxes and TVs over to someone's house.
Yep, mine was my, I guess, junior and senior year.
Yeah. It was just fucking awesome. And there's been, you know, like, I have stories. Like, we had a LAN party down here where we're recording this podcast one time. Like, yeah, it had to have been, like, freshman year of high school. This was an early LAN party. But, you know, we just brought chairs and we hooked up, like, Halo. You know, we're playing Halo all night. And we tied my friend Nikolai to that pole right there. Not, like, his feet were off the ground.
Nice.
We, like, picked him up, tied him to that pole with duct tape, and he was tied to the pole.
For how long?
Oh, God. 20 minutes? Half hour?
Oh, that's a long half hour.
Yeah, he was tied to the pole. And, like... The very first LAN party I ever went to, I guess it's the first by default. Because the first one was supposed to be at Tyler Tews' house. But the thing is, we were like outside and we had tents. And so we're going to play them inside these tents.
That's
big ass thunderstorm came by.
Oh.
So we didn't actually get started. Later that fall, we did it at Stefan's house, and it was fucking sweet. Like, there was just, like, four of us in each tent playing Halo back and forth. Yeah, and then Nikolai peed on Stefan's tent.
Boys.
You. So that was awesome. And I just remember being, like, Stefan's basement was the best fucking place to play. Because nothing happened. Like, it was just wide open. It used to be that his brothers were down there, but now nobody was down there.
Nice.
So we could easily set up, like six people.
Nice.
Down there, easy. And it was just so fucking awesome. It was just the best thing ever. Just to take your TV over somewhere and just be like... It was weird because, like, when we would play Halo, like, we could talk on party chat, but it's not the same when you're in the same room. In the same room, so much better.
It's fun. Especially, you can just talk shit right there.
Especially in the days of the first Xbox, when there wasn't party chat. It was this weird dynamic that we had that, you know, I'm sure some other people had, but, like... It was like a party chat. Like, we could talk to each other without anyone else hearing us. You know, we just wouldn't plug in our mics.
Yeah. That's nice. Ours, we did Halo 2 a lot.
Yeah. Yeah, we definitely did a lot of Halo 2.
I have two stories that come to mind. It was, like, I think a couple months after Halo. It was definitely fall, but it was at my old house, and we had, like, six Xboxes there, like, nine TVs. We had one kid that was fortunate enough to have a projector, so we ran an internet and power, and he played outside on the side of my house. And then...
that's awesome.
They were all playing Xbox, and then four of us land on the PS2 Metal Gear Solid 3 online, and that was fun. And then some other kids were playing just PC games. And then the one I have is... Because we used to LAN a lot, like StarCraft and Warcraft 3. And so, the summer before everyone went off to college, I did one insane LAN party. And I think we had, like, 16 laptops and computers in my basement. And we were all playing, like, Warcraft 3 and StarCraft. And just, that was fun. We played for, like, 9 hours straight. The basement was hot and stanky.
Oh, sure it was.
But it was awesome.
I really miss... back in the day when, like, you know, like in sophomore year when none of us could drive yet, you know, our parents would drive us over and we'd be like, okay, well, stay here. I got to bring in my Xbox and then also bring in my TV and shit like that. And then, like, it's like 1 a.m. and, you know, we're like hungry and thirsty, you know, like we want food and soda. So the gas station near Stefan's house was like just a quick walk. We could just walk there easily.
Nice.
And there was a guy named Happy. There.
Happy. Was he happy?
Yeah, he was all right. But he would just recognize us. He'd be like, nice. Oh, you guys gaming again? Like, fuck yeah.
We, side anecdote. We used to go to this one place called China Bistro a lot down in Old Millard. And we would always go in. We found out they gave you the most food if you went in and got takeout to go.
Oh, really?
We found out they gave you the most food. And because they also had a drive-thru, too. Mm-hmm. But one day, we were all just waiting for our orders to go. Mm-hmm. And the owner and maybe her daughter or sister were like, you all go back to Sam's house? And we're like, yeah. And then they just smiled and laughed and walked away. And I turned to, do you remember Uli?
Yeah.
I turned to Uli. I'm like, do you think they think we're gay? Because it was just like, you all lived same house? And we're like, we came, yeah. And they're like, huh, okay. And I'm like, I think they think we're gay.
I remember one time here at my house trying to introduce Tom to the LAN party group.
Tom's a fellow you have to introduce specially.
And I just remember, like, because, like, the way we play, you know, we kind of, like, gave each other crap for certain things, and, like, but we did it more to Tom just because he was new. And so at the end, he's like, I don't think they like me. I'm like, no, Tom, I think everyone likes you just fine.
I saw him a couple months ago.
Yeah, I think he told me about that. Yeah. Is he coming to your wedding?
Camilla really doesn't like Tom, so no.
That's like if he's listening to this right now.
I don't think Tom listens to us.
I don't think Tom does much of anything except work and smoke.
I don't know if he smokes anymore. Last time I saw him, he looked pretty, like, really proper. I don't know.
Tom?
Yeah.
You don't think Tom smokes anymore?
I don't know.
That, I don't know. I guess I haven't seen him in months, but that is like you. He was deep into it.
He was, but I mean,
so you gotta.
I don't know. He just when I talked to him, he sounded like he was doing quite a bit of like thing like activities in his life. So I don't know if he would do that. I don't know.
I also remember another story at my house where this is when I gotta try and remember to get the story right. This is when Leaper and Tooze lived together, I believe. And Leaper brought over Tooze's Xbox because he was working or out of town or something like that. And we're just playing Halo, you know, doing the normal thing, and it red rings.
Oh, it was a 360?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was a 360. Shit.
It red rings. And so we do the towel trick, which, by the way, works, but only for a little while. And so what we did was we wrapped towels around it and turned it on, and we decided to walk to the gas station near my house, the one down there at the corner of Blondo, which is considerably further than Stefan's.
Yeah.
And we could drive at the time, but we were just trying to kill time for the towel trick to work. So we walked down there, got our stuff, come back, and it worked. He played for a good 20 more minutes, and then it red ringed again. And I remember, too, was like, you need to buy me an Xbox.
I mean,
it's like, no, it was going to red. If it was going to red ring, it was going to red ring.
Yeah.
I know he probably shouldn't have brought his Xbox over to play, but if it was going to red ring, it was going to fucking happen.
Like, yeah, the red ring, I guess, is inevitable.
Yeah. I'm trying to think. You know, some of the most fun I had was when we would just get together and not even play the same game. Like,
remember landing Left 4 Dead?
Yes.
God damn, that was a great one.
That was really fun. I remember that was the one where Tom spilled his strawberry smoothie all over his face.
It was one of those moments where you're just like, I can't take Tom anywhere. Like,
God damn it. Yeah, it was. It really was. Because, like, Paul brings down these, like, the strawberry smoothie stuff for all of us. And we're like, oh, this is awesome. You know, thanks, Paul. And it was kind of slushy, you know, so you kind of drank it slowly. So it didn't all at once come down into your face. Tom, on the other hand, no. Just starts to down it, and it just goes right in his face. And we're just like, oh.
But it was really one, just one of those, like, I can't take you anywhere. Just like,
help.
Dude, Paul and Tressa were a cool couple.
Yeah, until Paul found Jesus.
Poor Tressa.
Paul had a cool house, though.
Yeah. Yeah, having that house was pretty awesome. Mm-hmm. That was pretty nice.
I just thought of another one. Oh, I remember another time at Paul's. It was me, Tom, Paul, and Diane. And we were all playing Left 4 Dead. This is like when Paul had a party or something. And that was also when Uli and his friends brought over Melee.
Nice.
So there was like, there was a ton of people there. And we're playing Left 4 Dead. And Tom and I had died. And Paul makes it to the safe house. And Diane's like, Paul, wait for me. And so he opens the door and he sees Diane not only covered in boomer bile, but covered in zombies. And he's like, no, and shuts the door. And she bitched about it for like a solid 15 minutes. You should have saved me. We got more points than you would save me. He's like, we were both going to die. He's like, why didn't you save me? He's like, there was no hope.
I wouldn't have did it. Not because it was Diane, but if I saw that, I'd be like, no.
There was no point. Like,
yeah. If she died, you guys all would have won anyways. Or if he just lived.
Yeah, all we needed was one person to survive, so. There was no point, but it was fucking hilarious because he's like, I'll sit. Ooh, no. Nope. Nope. Shut the door. Yeah. But yeah, like I was saying, some of the best moments were just like when we weren't even fucking playing the same game. We were just like in the same house.
Those are always fun moments, too. Yeah. I did that a lot, too. Like I would bring my PlayStation, my PS2, and I'd play that with like one other person, and then everyone else would play different games and stuff. And yeah.
Yeah, I remember going over to Stefan's house and we just all playing different stuff. But we'd all bring our, if we wanted to, we could all play together. But yeah, we were just all, it was sweet. Fucking LAN parties are sweet. It wasn't even like, it came to the point where it wasn't even like an event, It was just what we did on the weekends, yeah.
That's what we had. People would just bring, hang out and bring their shit. Even on like random weekdays, people would just come over and we'd just LAN shit.
That's awesome. I remember one time doing a LAN party outside. That was sweet. I was out on my deck.
Nice.
And it was like a nice clear night.
I imagine during the summer.
Yeah, it was during the summer. It was awesome.
Nice.
I want to do that again. I want to, like, maybe for my birthday. I'd be like, land party.
That'd be sweet. Give me a month advance.
Although for my birthday, we almost have to swim. It's right in the middle of summer.
Who's fucking calling me?
Andy, bring our panda house.
My dad. Doing the podcast.
All right. So that was land party stories.
You know what I thought would, for some reason, when we first started doing this, what we should bring back another time for story time is childhood shenanigans.
Okay.
Just shenanigans we got into when we were like...
The other night I was talking with some friends and I was just remembering random shit I did when I was a kid.
It can be fun, man.
Like chewing on an NES cord.
Why would you do that?
I was like two.
Oh. I was talking about like high school, middle school hijinks.
Oh, high school, middle school hijinks.
Yeah, I guess I
When I thought hijinks. Childhood, Sorry. I thought like young. Sorry. Because I have a surprising amount of memories from my old house and I was 1 to 3 years old there.
That's cool you can remember that far back.
I am surprised I can too, but I remembered specifically I was 2 years old chewing on a NES cord, and my mom was like, that'll electrocute you. But I was sitting in the middle of the hallway. There's no way that was plugged in.
Yeah. Maybe she's just like, ah, it'll electrocute
you. But I guess it makes sense because if it was plugged in, I'd be like, wait a minute. But yeah, we should think about that.
Yeah, that'd be a fun topic to talk about.
I know me and my friends would get kicked out of Walmart occasionally.
I've never been kicked out of a place.
We kind of made a game out of it.
You were that group of kids.
Yeah, we were that group of kids, which sucks now because when I see that group of kids, I'm like, fuck off.
I was driving over to hang out with a buddy Friday night, I think, and I saw a group of middle school kids that reminded me exactly of when me and him were that young, and I called him up. I'm like, Match, I found us when we were in middle school, and he's like, fuck those kids. I was like, when we finally grew up, he's like, they're annoying as shit. He's like, I feel bad.
You should have picked them up. We're going on an adventure. Get in.
You guys look like you want to have fun. I'm 25. Let's go.
So, yeah, that was land party stories. You know what? We should do something over, like, we should try and make a land party happen, like, over the Christmas break.
Winter break?
Yeah.
I'm down.
We got to think about it. Because, weirdly enough, even though it's just the middle of November, we might be running out of time to make a big one happen.
Yeah, that is true.
So, we'll think about it. But let's go into news.
Time for the main event.
Let's get it on!
It's time for the Three Hit Combo Newscast.
Let's go for the gold, Johnny!
So a man fired a cannon at his neighbors. A Civil War era cannon.
Like full-size cannon?
Yep.
Oh!
This guy's name is Brian Malta of Keotone, New York. He fired a Civil War era cannon unloaded at a neighbor's home. Malta says he was trying to settle a dispute, like Stonewall Jackson fending off the Union. Nobody was injured when Malta began his alleged assault, using only powder charges and wadding. I don't know what
the fuck wadding is. It basically creates the pressure to make it.
I see. Still, he was charged with harassment, and his beautiful replica cannon was seized.
Oh, that sucks.
Well, don't fire a fucking cannon.
But, dude, that must have been fucking loud. If he was just shooting flash powder at him.
This guy kind of looks like a old Luigi. Doesn't he look like an old Luigi?
He also looks like a guy that would own a Civil War era cannon.
He does. Malta was arrested this past Wednesday and was charged with 3 counts of harassment and 3 counts of menacing. He was released from the county jail after posting $2,500.
Nice. I will say one of the more memorable moments in Assassin's Creed 3 was... One of the big battles that you learn about historically, but
Bunker Hill. Was it Bunker Hill?
It might be Bunker Hill, but you're basically the main character running through Bunker Hill as each side's going, and just cannonballs are flying and shit's blowing up. It is cool.
Nice.
But I got my ass fucking handed to me.
Oh, let's see. Last week we talked about a lady that called 911 on patrons in a bar drinking. Well, James Collins allegedly called 911 because his neighbors wouldn't drink with him.
Who?
Yeah, see, like, who thinks of this stuff?
Man, you want to drink with me? No, not tonight, dude.
Okay.
I'm going to call, I'm going to call the fucking police on you. Yeah, mostly I'd go, all right, dude, have a good night.
That reminded me of, I was telling someone about Jake and how, how, do we know any other Jakes?
I'm sorry.
But like how our progression to not hanging out with them began, because I kind of thought of it as like a linear story here, because there was a couple times where like Tom would bring him along and we were like, hey, he's fucking annoying, man, like this sucks. And then I remember I think this was the one that kind of like broke the camel's back, but like we were sitting at Panera and it was like you, me, Tom, and Jake, and Jake was just being so fucking annoying. And I remember we walked in, Emily's like, why are you hanging out with Jake? And I was just kind of like, dude, Tom brought him. I don't know. But we were all, he was just being annoying as shit. Like, we got free food, too. And he complained about it. Do you remember that? Something was wrong, and he brought it back up.
Oh, what a bitch.
Yeah.
Yes, yeah. I do. I do
he brought it back
that.
Up and complained about his free fucking food. I remember we were sitting there, and you took a picture of him and texted it to us. He's like, look at this faggot. Like,
I love doing stuff like that.
But I explained it to my friend like this. Jake was the kind of guy that didn't know his limits or his boundaries. And so, like, if we're sitting at Panera and, like, a cute girl comes in and you're like, hey, guys, look over there. And Tom would be like, oh, wow, she's real hot. And I'd be like, yeah, she's real good looking. And Jake would be like, yeah, I'd totally rape her. We'd be like, Jake! Fuck?
Jake was the kid that always tried to, like, push. Like, he's like, I'm going to push the line, but he just goes way over the line.
I'm just like, this is why we don't hang out with you.
Jake was also, Jake was just fucking annoying. And then, goddamn, fucking Jeff.
Oh, I didn't.
Tom's mom's vagina.
I know. He beat that to death. It was a game of apples to apples for
he
people that are
Tom's
confused.
Tom's mom's vagina to death.
He did. But it was a joke during apples to apples, which he just kept it going and going and going and going.
Which I randomly remembered that game time fucking Bieber being there.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It
Bieber
was random
there.
As shit.
I remember Bieber was mad at me for something I didn't do. When apparently she had relations with Chris Pettis. Because here's the
I
story.
Was forgetting
you
about
know what?
That
I've
story.
Never really shared this story, so I'm going to share the story for anyone that might be listening. Because I didn't fucking tell. So. Betts mentions it to us because, you know, we were pretty close at Panera. Like, him, me, Johnny, we'd be hanging out. Him and Johnny were, like, friends before Panera and everything. So, and he mentioned, he's like, yeah. And so we're like, oh, wow, okay. And then Charlie wants me to take him to Walmart to cash his check. So I'm like, all right, I'll take you to Walmart.
Fucking
you know, Charlie. I know I'm 17 and you're 30, but I'll drive you to Walmart to cash your check. So during the drive, he goes, Matt, is it true that, you know, Betts and Bieber hooked up? I shouldn't really be using their names, but anyway. And I said, from what I heard, yeah. Because I thought he knew the way he said it. Like he had heard it. He's like, is that true? I'm like, oh, that's what I heard. You know. And then he goes, I got to call Brent.
Oh,
fucking
God.
Why? Why? It's none of our business. Let's just ignore it, you know? Just let them do their thing.
Yeah.
And he calls Brent. Brent answers, and he starts it off with this. Guess what Rungi told me?
Oh, God.
Bullshit! I did not!
Did you say anything? I would have been like, the fuck, dude?
I did. I was like, what the fuck? And he was just like, just hold on. Let me talk to Brent.
God.
I'm like, oh, my fucking God. You know, like, stupidest fucking thing ever. Should have never taken him to Walmart. And then after that, she hated me.
Yeah.
She called me in the movie theater.
Yeah!
Yeah.
What the fuck were we seeing? Was it The Dark Knight?
It might have been The Dark Knight. All
right.
And I remember I just got mad at her. I'm like, just fucking leave me alone, you know? And then she apologized to me the next day. She was like, I'm sorry. I heard that you had said that whatever. And I was just like, you know, it's all good. You know, I'm sorry I yelled at you. And then after that, apparently she just didn't want to associate with me or anything like that. And I was just like, fucking...
I was thinking it's funny that she pooped her pants.
Yep. She did. While working.
I don't know why that's so goddamn funny, but just somebody I know pooped their pants. while working.
That's terrible. I feel bad.
A couple months ago, I had an almost like, huh! Moment where you just like, I turned to the other manager and I'm like, I will be right back. And it was like the middle of lunch rush too, but like I was going to let a little toot out and then I'm like, huh! And I just like, I'm like, I'll be back. And then I just disappeared. It was safe, but I thought, holy fuck.
So Collins, who's 56, called 911 on November 3rd and reported his neighbor's rude behavior to the cops. Officers from Fort Pierce, Florida. Oh, it's the Florida story.
Oh, I had no idea.
They thought they were responding to a domestic disturbance call. Instead, Collins, who was celebrating his birthday, just told him that his neighbors were being mean and would not drink with him. An officer explained to Collins about misusing 911, but he apparently didn't get the message. He called 30 minutes later to once again complain about his neighbors not drinking with him.
Dude, people are stupid.
That's dumb.
People are fucking stupid.
So, that will do it for news. That will do it for this episode of 3 Hit Combo Podcast. I'm still investigating why we're not on iTunes.
Really? We're still not on iTunes?
No, we're also not on Stitcher, which, so that's a problem with our RSS feed.
Shit.
Which I don't know why. I don't do anything different. I've literally posted the podcast the same way from episode 1 to episode, this is now 118. They will all be posted the same way.
Huh.
So, I don't know what's going on, but I got a little idea from Apple's support.
Oh, they emailed you back?
Yeah, right, so cool. I got something to go on. So, you could subscribe to us on iTunes, 3 Combo Podcast. But if you really want to find out where we are, you can find us on Facebook, facebook.com/3HitCombo Podcast, twitter.com/3HitCombo PC, as the number 3, PC stands for podcast. Email us at 3HitCombo Podcast@gmail.com. Search for us on YouTube, 3Hit Combo Podcast, and we're on 76thStreetNetwork.com. So for Andy, this is Matt, signing out.